Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In the early days of President Trump's second term, he's made a point of undoing protections for transgender people in the first week of their legislative session. Some PA State House Democrats are expressing their opposition to the president's actions. More from KYW's Vic Raghupathy.
President Trump issued an executive order on his first day back in office that defined sex as a binary rather than a spectrum and called for federal funds to stop going toward programs that promote so-called gender ideology. On Tuesday, Trump signed an executive order aiming to deny federal funding to medical institutions that perform gender-affirming surgery on anyone below age 19, even though such procedures are extremely rare in minors. And he ordered the Department of Defense to revise its policy on transgender troops.
Unfortunately, right now, we're faced with an administration who is committed to the regression of this country.
Democratic State Rep. Andre Carroll of Philadelphia is on the LGBTQ plus equality caucus. He says a big priority for the caucus is reintroducing the Fairness Act, which focuses on employment protections for queer people. It passed the House in 2023, but not the Senate. Carroll says despite his disagreements with the federal government, he and his fellow caucus members can craft legislation to help the Commonwealth.
One thing that Trump says often is leave it to the states. As a state lawmaker, I am committed to making sure that on a state level, we're doing everything to protect every single Pennsylvanian, including our trans people.
Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.